Most people who claim to be Christians think the details of what we believe don't matter, that all that matters is if you believe in Jesus. They reason that since preachers teach different things, different doctrines, it must not matter to God. But since when does 2 plus 2 equal 4 and 2 plus 2 equal 5 at the same time? They both can't be right. Likewise, 2 John verse 9 reads, "Whosoever transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God. He that abideth in the doctrine of Christ, he hath both the Father and the Son." So the doctrine we believe and teach must be super important because it determines whether or not we have God. We can't be saved if we don't have God, can we? Let's look at some religious practices or teachings that are not part of the doctrine of Christ. Number one, gay marriage. 1 Corinthians 6, 9 through 10 in the New King James Version states, "Do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor homosexuals, nor sodomites, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners will inherit the kingdom of God." Churches that now allow gay marriage are not abiding in the teaching of Christ, are they? Number two, sprinkling for baptism. Romans chapter 6 verse 4 reads, "Therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death." When someone dies and we take them out to the graveyard to bury them, do we just stand them up and sprinkle a little dirt on their head? Or do we put them all the way up under the ground? We know what buried means, don't we? Most believers know that baptism was an immersion in the Bible, but they don't think it really matters to God how we do it. But Matthew 15 verse 9 says, "In vain they do worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men." Ask yourself this question. Is sprinkling for baptism a commandment of God or a commandment of men? Since it's not found in God's word, it must be a commandment of men. And since sprinkling for baptism is a commandment of men, that means those who believe, teach, and practice sprinkling are worshiping God in vain, meaning useless or worthless. You can't go to heaven like that, can you? Number three, women preachers. 1 Corinthians 14, 34 and 35 says, "Let your women keep silence in the churches, for it is not permitted unto them to speak, but they are commanded to be under obedience, as also saith the law. And if they will learn anything, let them ask their husbands at home, for it is a shame for women to speak in the church." Now, there's nothing vague about that passage. It and other verses are crystal clear that women should not be doing the preaching in the church assembly. Yet, my guess is about 75% of Christian-type congregations allow women to speak from their pulpit. Haven't we lost sight of the fact that the Bible should be the guidebook for churches and Christians? Number four, divorce for causes other than fornication. Jesus declares in Matthew 19, verse 9, "Whosoever shall put away his wife, except it be for fornication, and shall marry another, committeth adultery. And whoso marrieth her which is put away doth commit adultery." So if a couple gets a divorce for any reason other than fornication and either remarry, the second marriage is adulterous and needs to be terminated because of such. About the first ever New Testament congregation, Acts 2:42 says, "And they continue steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and in breaking of bread and in prayers." What about the church where you attend? Are they abiding in the doctrine or the teaching of Christ?